You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government this week notified a scheme to set up a Rs 30,000 crore corporate debt market development fund to act as a safety net by investing in corporate debt securities at times of market dislocation with a view to stabilizing the markets. The move follows a FY22 budget announcement in this regard. The scheme would provide a stability buffer for investors in the corporate debt market and help mutual funds and others offering debt schemes to hard sell such products. The guarantee will cover the debt of CDMDF along with interest accrued and other bank charges, but subject to a limit of Rs 30,000 crore, the Finance Ministry said. Meanwhile, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal this week criticized previous governments for allegedly not doing sufficient stakeholder consultations on free trade agreements, saying the India-ASEAN FTA is most ill-conceived and unfair to the domestic industry. Goyal also said that in the free trade agreements with Japan and Korea, India has opened its markets for the two countries, but they have not allowed Indian exports to their country. The trade in goods agreement came into force between the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations and India on January 1, 2010. Similarly, India and Japan implemented the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in August 2011. A similar pact with Korea was implemented in January 2010. India is seeking a review of these trade pacts. Speaking of trade, the trade between India and the US is likely to touch US$300 billion in 2026-27 from US$188 billion in 2022-23 with about 60% rise in value, according to a report by industry body PHTCCI. The report titled The India-US Bilateral Relations – Steady Strides into the Future was produced by the Research Bureau of PHTCCI. The volume of exports, merchandise and services combined from India to the US has increased from US$82 billion in the financial year 2018-19 to US$100 billion in 2022-23. The volume of imports from India to the US has increased from US$58 billion in 2018-19 to US$76 billion in 2022-23, stated the industry body in the report. In some more economy news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday laid out the blueprint for a third term of his government and said this will be marked by faster economic growth and India becoming the third largest economy. He said, quote, "We have to achieve the target of making India a developed nation in the next 25 years. It is Modi's guarantee," unquote. The PM was unveiling a world-class convention center at Pragati Maidan ahead of the G20 Leaders Summit, which is to be held on September 9th, 10th. His assertions came amid a sharp political standoff with the opposition and parliament considering a no-confidence motion against the government over the ethnic violence in Manipur. Moving on, the GST Council comprising state finance ministers is likely to meet on August 2nd. This is as per sources that Financial Express Online spoke to. The meeting is likely to be held virtually and the agenda is expected to include a final decision on the proposed 28% GST on online gaming, casinos and horse racing. It is expected that this meeting will bring forth specific details on the rate and the methodology that would be adopted for levying tax on the segments. The group of ministers has recommended that since no consensus could be reached on whether the activities of online gaming, horse racing and casinos should be taxed at 28% on the full face value of bets placed or on the GGR, the GST Council may decide. Speaking of GST, the Goods and Service Tax authorities have detected Rs 3.33 trillion in tax evasion during the last 5 years, of which Rs 1.08 trillion has been recovered, the Finance Ministry told Rajya Sabha on Tuesday. During FY19 and FY23, 25,449 fake GST registrations have been detected, 2,154 fake GST registrations have been suspended, and 17,105 fake GST registrations have been cancelled. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary told BJP MP Sushil Modi, "The highest number of fake GST registration detected in the last 5 years was in Delhi, followed by Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Punjab and then Maharashtra." Lastly, the Reserve Bank of India will soon issue guidance to banks for the identification of risks to their credit portfolio from climate-related issues, Deputy Governor Rajeshwar Rao said. Rao, at a recent panel discussion on implications of climate-related issues for central banking, said, quote, "We need time, consistent, transparent, standardized and forward-looking disclosures for the identification of vulnerabilities," unquote. The discussion was organized by the International Monetary Fund and the Center for Social and Economic Forum. At a firm level, the scenario analysis and stress testing will help frame the strategies to manage the risks for individual entities, he said, adding that the RBI will be issuing guidance in this regard. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.